Great district. It was a hot son of a gun, that's for sure. But you knew it was going to be tougher than nails going in. But you're taking quite a group down to Omaha next week, aren't you?
Yeah, great group. Six boys, six girls. You know, when we're getting off the bus, you know, bus driver says, you know, let's get 10. You know, I go, I think we're going to have some surprises, and I think we're going to get 12. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what we did. And I it's great. You know, this is the most we've had since, I think, 2018. So great job kids did yesterday. Very proud of, you know, the effort that they gave.
There might not have been another better Class D district in the sprint boys sprints in this one. I mean, there were some burners in this one.
Yeah, and we knew that going in, you know, girls and boys. Mm-hmm. Girls and boys, it was loaded, and, you know, a lot of the medals that are going to be handed out are going to go to kids from the D7 district. We knew that going in, and it was going to be a battle. You're going to earn it. So, and that's the way it's probably going to play out.
Yep. Your list of additional qualifiers, we're just talking about that. Boy, it's happy. I hadn't heard about the list yet, but boy, the list includes, and I'm so happy for Trenton Roska, but coming back after the injury, coming back with midseason, he just busted his tail, and he gets a chance to be on that Burke track again.
Yeah, you know, when we were looking through districts during the meet, you know, for some reason, we thought he was tied for that sixth additional qualifying spot, so we didn't know if he was going to get in or not. We had our math wrong. He was actually tied for the fifth additional spot, so they both got in. So it was awesome that he got in, you know, worked his tail off. So it was a great moment for him. And, you know, and then, you know, most of our girls are getting in on additional qualifying. You know, the only automatic one we had was Tatum in the pole vault. And then, you know, we got a bunch of girls in on those additional qualifying marks.
And how about Tatum as a freshman, a first year of getting herself to a state meet?
Yeah, you know, 9-2, you know, kind of has been our goal that this whole year. And, you know, great time to have that. Mm-hmm. Been working for it all year and finally got that. And very proud of her, and she was super excited, and we all were, and I was glad I was able to walk over there and see it, and it was an awesome moment for her, and maybe this will boost her to get maybe 9-6 next week.
Your boys 4x4, and then girls 4x4, 4x8 all got in as well.
Yep, boys 4x4, girls 4x4, and 4x8, and maybe with a little more rest next week, we can run a little bit better. We didn't have our best stuff yesterday, but, you know, maybe next Friday and Saturday, looking to have, you know, some really good times.
Well, the teams you went up against are among the state leaders in those races.
Yeah. Same thing. You know, we knew the times coming to our district were going to be great. And, you know, we've been battling those kids all year. So, we look forward to battling them again down in Omaha.
Alex Diaz in the triple jump, that 40-footer got in.
Yeah, you know, he PR'd by a couple more inches today or yesterday, and very proud of him and excited for him. He's going to be able to jump one more time and see if he can. You know, he's got a 41-footer in him. Hopefully, he can bust that out down in Omaha.
Was there a couple of other girls or boys that were really close to you know, they ran good times but just fell a little bit short of, again, that additional qualifying?
You know, there's a couple kids that were just right there. The ones that we had made it, they're close in other events. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple kids were close, but it didn't look like they were going to make it. But, you know, we had kids that were close that already made it, but you know, Ruby was going to be close in the 100. She was probably about 0.2 off, and Grayson was just off in that 100. Mm-hmm. So,
and Desi did make it in the 400 too, didn't she?
Desi made it in the 400. Yeah. You know, we got kids in that we thought we were going to get in, and a couple surprises. So very happy with what we got going in Omaha, taking a couple vehicles and strapping a pole on.
Yep. And your chance to not only go down there, but you got a chance. These kids are going to score some points for you. Should.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, our relays, you know, we've been working hard. I think all of our relays have a really good chance to medal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Will and Grayson in that 400 got a chance to medal. Cade, you know, he's been at the top of the 110s all year. If he can get back to 100% health, he's right up there in that top five. And Trenton, you never know what he can do. And, you know, with an extra 10 days, you know. Really looking forward to, you know, having a good meet and seeing what those kids can do. And Desi, you know, she's right there in the 400 rubies. She's right there in the 200. And Sutton, she can bust out a good time in those 300s too. So, you know, I think we have the potential in every event probably to be able to score.
Let's hope that we get down there and that forecast highs in the 70s for 4 days holds true.
That would be great. That would be great. Great conditions.